It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to Freedom Friday. That's right, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and we are with the Caribbean Radio Show. That's right, CRS, we are the best. Big shout outs to everyone down there in America going through the elections this week. Yes, we know who the president is, but of course, the real question is, did you vote for yourself? That's right. No matter what happens in life, we know that we are responsible for the fulfillment of our own destiny. And as a result of that, myself, along with my company, Akachi 9, decided that it would be time to start sowing the seeds for LLC grants. That's right. LLC stands for Limited Liability Company. You got your own business, boss up. And something that happened within my own family with having 10 LLCs being birthed since last year, pre-COVID, also inspired me to reach out to others, those who had the vision and just needed a little bit of coaching. So sit back, relax, and get ready to celebrate what remains with me, because today we have the November candidate who won the LLC grant for this month. We have a brand hitting the Southeast. That's right. This time, our winner is someone who has been involved in so many things. And it's just been really exciting to look over all the applicants and know that this person is a winner. That's right, is the one. And since we're in the season of giving back, preparing for Black Friday and to do ourselves, we always want to reach out to the Black community more than ever in my existence. People have been begging, hey, do you know a Black-owned business that does this? Well, look, it's the season. Without further ado, I want to present to you guys November 2020 feature model for the Akachi 9 LLC grant winner. Drum roll! Her name is Tamika Albert. That's right. So let's reach out and see if we can get a hold to her. Just one second. Tamika, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do.
Congratulations, madame. You are.
Thank you so much.
You're the owner of, what's the name of this company? Tell us.
I am the sole priority owner and creator of Brown Sugar Creations in Sumter, South Carolina, currently, but will be nationwide soon.
Ooh, I love the energy with that already. So to come from South Carolina, the Brown Sugar brand, we want to know, when did this start?
The dream, the vision, the blueprint actually came about 20 years ago. I used to just always dibble and dabble and, you know, getting a design in my head. Oh, boom, let me try this. Oh, boom, let me try that. And it worked. So I said, you know what? One day I'm going to own my own business. But things kept going on, things kept going on, but I never gave up. I always, you know, wrote down what I wanted, made goals, but it just was hard for me to go through with it. But I never gave up.
What was your first product that was a winner for you?
My first product was a mixed drink. I'm a mixologist.
Ooh.
I'm a bartender. I'm a promoter. I am a model. I'm a promo model. And I'm also a creator.
Wow. You know what? With as many parts of your skill set, you're bringing the revelation back to people to look at their own personal resume that has nothing to do with working for someone else. So tell us about the different brands. Tell me about promoting and your experiences on all your skill sets. Tell the people what it's like for Brown Sugar.
What it's like for Brown Sugar is, how can I put it? Promotion has always been my thing. I've always been able to put someone's work out, and I have a lot of followers. So when I put something out, and because I'm always been the type of person who they trust my opinion, because I'm going to give it to them like how it's supposed to be. So when I put something out and I see somebody doing something and I help promote it, they do get a lot of business. So I say, you know what? I'm doing this for everybody else. Why can't I do this for me?
Promoting.
But then, yes, promotion is big. I tell people, if you can't go hard for yourself, who else do you expect to go hard for you? You have to basically set the ground zone, set the example for yourself. If people see, regardless of who supports you, if people see you supporting yourself and, you know, going hard for yourself, they will follow. Because they're going to say, okay, this is the person who's really serious. If I see somebody serious going hard for themselves, okay, maybe they're serious about them, about what they're doing. Let me give them a try. Let me see what they got going on. Let me support them.
And that's what made your application so amazing, is the quality of work, the diversity, how diverse your portfolio is. You mentioned that you're a mixologist, and a lot of times people overlook a gift like that. Is yes. that a good business to go into?
It actually is. It's okay, let me back it up. People get bartending, making drinks, and mixologists confused. Mixologist is not just a putting things together. Mixologist is a skill. It's art. Anybody can measure something and get it right. A mixologist takes pride into how it looks, how it tastes, like how it's going to affect everything. They don't just put things together.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like an artist painting a portrait. You have to put that same love and affection in your drinks and in, you know, whatever you're making into your product. You can't just throw something together. It's not all about that.
Well, anyone out there, when you're having your next event or you're in the business looking for some promotion, make sure you contact Brown Sugar. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And I am available. Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar Creations. Tamika.Albert22@gmail.com or nursing4579@yahoo.com or 803-316-6151. Get at your girl. It's nothing I can't do.
Oh, yes. And that's why I knew you were a winner. As I went through the applications of people, you inspire me to want to do this every single month, as long as there's breath in my body, to reach out and just to let the world see what is available when someone has a goal and a vision. You know, when people think of mixology right now, and I want you guys to know, if you're going to have this gathering one day, if you're going to send out some type of gifts and you can't gather, no matter what, to have a mixologist and have cute packaging and some beverages, or to get into the business of your own LLC and know that you can contact Brown Sugar Creations to help you in your development. Another aspect of you, Tamika, I noticed was you have a whole line of clothing. Tell us about, I see the logos. Matter of fact, guys, if you go into our Patreon, that's right, the Queen Sunny Honey exclusive, and join us, you'll be able to get some behind the scenes footage later on in this possibilities to learn more and get access to Tamika. Tell us about your fashion, darling.
Yes, the Brown Sugar Creations clothing line. I go from sweatsuits to t-shirts to sweatshirts to face masks, face towels, basically anything and everything, hats, you name it, I can put my logos on it. There's a story behind Brown Sugar Creations logo. I am Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar Creations is what I do. I create everything. But there's a storyline behind the logo. The is Superman or Superwoman symbol comes from because my mother and my godmother and my aunt, they suffered from breast cancer. And I would always call them my Superwoman because they survived and they're still fighting and they never gave up, like not once. So I called them my Superwoman, which gave me the Superwoman symbol. The crown in the corner of my symbol stands for the queendom, the royalty, which is how I look at them. They are my queens.
Mm.
So I said, okay, I put my name, Brown Sugar, in the middle of it because it shows them how strong and how willing I'm going for it and how much I'm still going to fight for them. When my logo and my legacy carries on, they carry on with it. The fight carries on with it. And it lets them know, don't give up. If they didn't give up, I shouldn't give up.
That's right. The fashion is very nice. I really enjoy seeing the logo on all the apparel. Tell us, how has the feedback been?
Oh, it's been crazy. Like, from males to females. Like, they know, the ones who know me know who it is, but some who don't know me, because I wear my own brand. Like I said, if you can't support yourself and go hard for yourself, don't expect anybody else to. So, I said to myself one day, if I'm going to wear anybody's design or anybody's logo, I'm going to wear my own. So, I started wearing it. And people started saying, ooh, where'd you get that from? I have people now trying to put in orders that was a sweatsuit that was made specifically for me and customized for me, and they trying to put in orders for me. When my designer makes my shirts and she advertises for me also, she had people trying to put in orders for it.
That's when you know you're sitting on a gold mine.
Yes. Definitely. And I tell them, with a product like that, you have to be your own promotional model.
While people are listening right now, where can they go online to see some of the amazing, beautiful pictures that we're talking about, this apparel?
They can go on my Facebook page, which is Tamika, T-A-M-E-K-A, Albert, A-L-E-E-R-T, and it's the one that I have on a red jacket. A beautiful one.
Yes. Leveling up. Let's talk about leveling up. So you decided recently to take the LLC journey. Why?
It got to the point where I'm looking around and I'm saying to myself, you have this whole idea. Yeah, that's all it is an idea until you put action to it. Okay, my action was, okay, yeah, I say I have a business, but once I start putting this out without that LLC, somebody else can easily take my idea and steal it and do it for me. So I said, okay, you know what? This is me. This is my blood, sweat, and tears. This is my lifeline. This is my legacy to leave. Let me do it the right way. Let me secure this business. Let me make it a real business, not just a thought.
Well, once you reached out and we began to talk about the process and you sent in pictures, which everyone, if you're going for December or the upcoming months, the easiest way is to see as an applicant that you have a vision, the way the sister has presented herself, that you can actually talk about your skill set, not only what you do as a product, but what do you give as a service to people? And understand that when this sister just broke down her backstory, that's what it's about. Oftentimes, you're wearing something. You don't know the story behind Gucci, but now you know the story behind Brown Sugar. We have to be very cognizant of where we're buying our products from, as far as the source from the planet, who we're buying them from. And so I want to go to this whole level up. And as we're talking about the whys of your starting the LLC, you sending in the pictures. So let's get down to the day. When I was coming along, I thought it was going to be this hard process to get an LLC. Was it hard to do the process?
It actually was not as hard as I thought it would be.
How long did it take us?
Oh my gosh. Wasn't even 10 minutes.
That's right. But you know,
when you think about it, and you think LLC, you think, okay, I'm going to have to do all this paperwork. I'm going to have to do all this. It's going to take a while.
Okay.
But once I did it, and I'm saying to myself, after I finished, I waited all this time. I procrastinated all this time for 10 minutes. Just for something I could have been done, overthinking. Instead of just doing it.
That's what compels me to get up every day and keep, you know, it doesn't matter about the number of likes I get on it. I just want to plant a seed in people's minds of saying, you know, a special prayer. You know, people are either going to pray for you or prey against you. Right. And may people's children grow up to say, look, work for something. Where your mama, daddy work? We work for ourselves, darling, and I'll have my own or work for my family business. Where they do that at? That is my prayer for what I'm doing right now, and hearing your response and seeing the value that you put in and that you give to the community. You know, when people say, Queen Sunny Honey, when are you returning to the Kingdom of America? Give me something to come back for. Let's develop and build. So, tell me, when you finished this 10-minute process, what did you get in your email? Who did you get an email from that let you know that you this was real?
Yes, I actually got from the government itself. Like, it's not scam. It's like, it's legit through the IRS.
Oh, so the Secretary of State of South Carolina?
Yes.
Oh, and then you said you contacted the government and the IRS contacted you too?
Yes, to go ahead and pursue with my EIN.
So you know that I'm not leaving you behind. This is the process. We're at just the beginning stages. And it's not just a part of philanthropy for me to just come out the box and go, boom, here you go. But what we want to avoid is ignorance, and we want to run to knowledge. We know that we're dealing with government incentives, tax incentives, and you know what? To keep it real, to get away from all of this, warning to anybody that was fraudulently out there scooping up that money, you should have had an LLC and did it the right way. To anybody that was out there getting that money, honey, on the unemployment, under the stimulus, if you did it the wrong way, them boys coming back for their money, don't ever sleep on them. People give you enough rope to hang yourself. If you are not already prepared for 2021, then something is really, really off. And let me just break it down to the world real quick. 2020 was a warm-up. Period, poo. So the fact that Tamika Albert is sitting here and there are brothers and sisters around me, one brother scooped up 6 LLCs recently from different states. This sister is doing her thing. I challenge each and every one of you, if you know someone who's living in America, if you are a person living outside of America, baby, get you an exit plan. Develop the land back home so that we can all have something greater to look forward to. If you're going to talk about gentrification, be like Tamika Albert and be multifaceted in so many businesses. She has Brown Sugar Enterprises. She has so many skill sets, so many businesses. Each and every application that would come up with any more COVID business that you need to take care of, those are 10 different pots of money that you now have access to. Do you realize that, sister?
Yes. As you were talking, it makes you kind of think.
When
there are so many possibilities.
Limitless blessings. That's all I'm trying to speak over you and all the people out here who are at the point of transitioning. Life will happen to us. ups and downs will always come. But it's sometimes we're going to have to be willing to make a sacrifice in order to just say, I'll do this so that in the long run, I'll be okay. I really want the brown sugar phenomenon to be sweet. And that brown sugar, we know that's that melanin there. For the younger people and for the women out here, Miss Albert, can you give us some empowerment? What would you say to any woman out here who's...
Don't give up. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Don't let anybody stop you from what you want to do or what you need to do to better yourself. If it's financial, put a little bit of it at a time. Regardless of how far it looks like it's getting there, don't give up. Just keep reaching. And as you keep reaching, keep building, keep growing.
Nobody said it would be easy. Is there anything along your journey that you had to overcome in order to be this boss that you are today?
Yes. Besides, I went through a bad divorce. That kind of put me to a big setback, but I didn't let it stop. Coronavirus, COVID-19, that put a big damper on everything. But I didn't let it stop. I've had death in the family, but I didn't let it stop. Recently had death a week ago with my grandfather.
Yeah, shortly.
It gave me even more reason to go ahead and stop procrastinating and do what I gotta do. Because he was go ahead and get yours. So this glow up is personal.
I felt that. Oh yeah, I felt that. Because I think it was like just a few days after his funeral that you filed your LLC filing.
Exactly 2 days. Exactly 1 day. I buried him Sunday. I buried him Saturday. I got my LLC Monday.
My condolences to you and your family. And also, even more gratitude for you using this time and acknowledging energy never leaves us, baby girl. And to know that as he's transitioning, you're receiving his utmost for your highest, you know. I know that bereavement is a process that everyone deals with differently, but I commend you for taking this time when everyone else is going through, you're pressing through. I didn't even know that you were going through that. And that also is a reminder to everyone else out here. When life is looking brown, sugar sweet, there's always a backstory, something else that's going on, but we press through. Tamika, we heard about mixology. We heard about promotion. We heard about fashion. What other aspects are there? Tell us more.
I do catering. I cook. I design. I decorate. Like I said, my name speaks for itself. Brown Sugar Creation. Because there's nothing I can't create. Once I put my mind to it, I do it.
And before we get out of here, I need to know already. You said it earlier, but we're going to need all contact information in case people were not having a pen or their notepad. Open up your notepad and your phone right now. Get this information. Go over to Facebook and find Tamika Albert. Tamika Albert, Albert. And what is the information again that we can contact you for your email?
Emails. I have Google, which is Tamika, my first name, not last name, 22@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Or nursing, 4579@yahoo.com. Or if you have a phone, hit me up, 803-316-615. I've always thought personal was better because you get anything you want to know, get it answered right there.
All right. So we just celebrated Black breast cancer awareness. So this would be excellent time if you want to get some nice swag to be up and running. You know that a sister has some wonderful sweatsuits and hoodies available online. Because there are family gatherings, we want people to be safe. Go ahead.
But I do also have the breast cancer awareness line.
Okay. I got to check that out. Make sure you post up. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to have any Black Friday exclusives that we can look forward to?
Yes, I will.
All right. I'll be checking that out online.
Be on the lookout.
Brown Sugar, we will be on the lookout online on Facebook, Black Friday specials. Also, if you guys are going to have gatherings for Thanksgiving and you're looking for some recipes or you're in South Carolina, in Sumter, South Carolina, then reach out
and get
the deliveries in. You know, I know you're going to have some deadline that people like, make sure you, I know how Black sisters who have put their foot in something, the whole world wants it, and they start telling them every year, you want that eggnog, you want that cake, you want that whatever mixology, you better get your orders in. Do we already have a date for the mixology drinks for Thanksgiving this year?
We do not. All I need is a 24-hour advance. If it's a big bulk order, at least 48 hours.
All right. And keep in mind, you can check out her pictures online and see how cute the packages is. You know what I'm saying? You might have little mason jars. In case you're not going to go around people, still get it delivered. Have you something nice with a cute little ambiance on it delivered to your front door. Send it out as a gift. Support Black businesses. We are alive, so we thrive. Let's be alive and thrive once again together. Send that gift to someone. Send me a drink, honey. Send me a hoodie. Yes. When we go to buy our gifts, look for the offers and buy one for yourself, but also give the gift to someone else. This Philanthropy LLC grant is made possible by my own personal LLC, Akachi 9 LLC. Catch me online. AnitaShannon.com. If you are someone or someone you love what doesn't have it all together and needs a little help with coaching and getting through the door, I'm your girl. Thank you to Mika Albert for just being my one for November, my winner, in spite of everything that's happened with the presidential election. You are my winner, my reason to celebrate. I thank you for coming on, and I hope that you will come back and tell us more about your journey in 2021.
Yes, and thank you for the opportunity.
Before you leave us, is there any... All right, let me put you in a scenario, because I just need the people out here to get some more love from you. If there is someone out here and they really want to do one of the skills that you talked about earlier, I want you to go through your skill set and give us just some words of wisdom on what it's going to take for us to get off our behinds and get on your level.
For one, it takes a lot of patience because nothing happens overnight. So don't get discouraged if you try something and doesn't work off right then. Just take it, revamp it, try again. First time it might not have been that time. I always say take everything negative and turn it into a positive. Whatever energy, negative energy you have going on, take it, put it in your business. Okay. Make people want to see you. Make them notice you. By your skills, put it in your work. It's going to show.
Fine. Put your skills in your work. It's going to show. Thank you for the wisdom and limitless blessings out there to you and yours. To everyone, keep in mind, that cell phone that you are holding, yes, Bill Gates run an entire business right off that phone. Google, have you ever used Google? Guess what? If you type Google into the search engine, you're going to see the word LLC beside that mug. So mind your business. Be about your business. And limitless blessings to you and yours. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, with the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. Thank you for tuning in for this Freedom Friday. I'll see you guys next week. Dubai, bye, boo.